Tyler over at Cardiff. How you been? Correct. We spoke here a few days ago. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is Steve. May I help you?
Hey, Steve. It's Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how are you doing, Nicole?
Good. It's early. So, how are you doing this morning?
Waking up, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Great. Okay, so I talked to my supervisor yesterday, and I know you ideally wanted to separate the two businesses, but because working capital, just plain and simple, is sales-based, we would have to go ahead. We can get you, try to get you the capital loan underneath the focus products. And the working capital is unsecured cash, so you can use it however you see fit, and that can be for the Electroman business. That's not a problem at all. But filling out the application-wise, because the Electroman has only been in business technically since July of this year, I mean, there's no way we can kind of get any kind of working capital with that. But if we fill out the application with the focus products information, then we can probably get you, you know, something with that and then move forward from there.
Okay. I'm just trying to think on... I'd have to think about that because that's the business that there's a lot of the baggage with, and that would tend to limit things.
What I know, you said that the focus products had NSFs and things like that. What do the last 6 months of the bank statements for that business look like right now?
Well, it's not been real great because we've been trying to get the funding to be able to get our sales up, and that's been the problem all along. Finding somebody that'll stand behind us and allow us to expand like we're needing to get our sales up.
So are there NSFs in the last 6 months or?
Oh yeah, there are.
Okay.
It's been that's why we've been trying to get the financing, because there's the cash flow issues, and we're trying to get a buffer to work from so we can plan ahead instead of just being reactive. And we've been having to be reactive, and that's, of course, resulted in NSFs and you know, several situations.
Okay, makes sense. Do you guys take credit cards as payments for anything?
Yeah.
What do your merchant statements look like?
Well, it's not real high. I mean, I think this last week we had about 1,000, roughly, a little under, on one, and we've got checks that come in. But as far as credit card sales, it's kind of hit and miss. Of course, we're trying to expand into the online a little more, but that's not really taken off yet. We do vehicle wraps and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So the cash flow is there. It's just trying to get, kind of get everything balanced.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, their only advice was that it would have to go under the focus products, just simply because, I mean, we have to see a cash flow, and we can't see that with the Electroman just yet. So, now if you guys were looking for any kind of equipment, we can definitely do that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, any kind of new equipment for the Electroman business that you need, that can go under that.
Yeah.
Because that's more credit based, that's a collateralized, that's a secured loan.
Yeah.
But for cash itself, it would have to be under the focus products.
Okay. Well, let's try that. What kind of percentages are we looking at, or is that just going to be completely based off of what you see whenever you look at it?
It's going to be based off of a few different factors, you know. But for the most part, it's not really, a percent. It's more of a payback amount. So we'll, you know, you'll be looking for a certain amount. We'll give you the payback, and then you just you make those payments.
What's the frequency of those, and how invasive is that? Because I've looked at loan requirements that, you know, it's like they're basically monitoring my bank account. They're requiring daily amounts, and you know, that was just too invasive for me.
Oh yeah, we have daily, weekly, and monthly. So
okay.
We'll try to, you know, we're going to try to qualify you for as much as we can with all the different options, whether it's payback and then you know, loan terms, and then just kind of work backwards with you from there and see what makes the most sense for you and your business.
Well, okay, I'm willing to go through the process again, but each time I do an application, they do a hard pull, and that dings me again on my credit score.
Ours is a soft, so it's not a hard pull. But I understand. The most we could do right now is, you know, just try, see what we can qualify you for. And if it makes sense, then you can take it. And if it doesn't, then, you know, have no obligation there.
Okay. Is yours a fee, upfront fee based?
No.
Results based, or is it just the interest on what's loaned?
It's just going to be the payback amount on what's loaned.
Okay. All right, then I'm good with moving forward. Just email me what information you need from me to go ahead and start moving forward,
mm-hmm.
Like tax returns and bank statements or those types of things, and I'll.
Yeah, so we'll need your tax return for the. Do you have 2015 or do you have 2014?
Mm-hmm. We do. We got both.
Okay. Okay, so we'll need that. We'll need 6 months of bank statements and 4 months of merchant statements, and then the application itself, which is just the one page.
Now, the 4 months of merchant statements. Let's see. That may be harder for me to get my hands on. A lot of it's electronic, and some of those records may still be at the other facility. Like I said, we were in transition between the two businesses, splitting things out, and so I've got to, I hadn't consolidated all of it yet. The other thing is that what do you mean by merchant statements? Let me just make sure I understand correctly on that.
That would be your credit card sales.
Credit card sales. Okay. Let's see. We've used a merchant processing company.
Who do you use?
But then, well, I'll have to look into it because it seems like we keep changing. Trying to find a better situation because they always promise you something and then you start looking at your monthly charges and it's like, hey, wait a second, what's this for and what's that for? And so then you try to find somebody that's a little more definite. We had been going some with Square,
mm-hmm.
and but you're talking about Focus, so that's going to be past history. Let me look and see what I can find out on that one. You say 4 months worth starting when?
4 months from, I guess it would be July, June, May, and April.
April through July. Okay. Let me see if I can get a hold of those, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Yeah, that's no problem. If you have a problem with that, just let me know. We'll see if we can try to work something else out that way. That's just so we can, you know, merchant statements are part of your cash flow, so we can see that as well. Mm-hmm. So going forward here, just so I can get more of an idea of what you're looking for, so we can kind of, I know you wanted the loan just for the expansion itself, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And about how much are you looking for?
That's the thing. We've applied for a SBA loan, and we're looking for, you know, $100,000-$150,000. But it looks like with the situation that the business has been in, apparently it's less than that.
Yeah.
even available. So What I'd have to see is just see what you can do, and then I'll have to make a decision based on that, whether it's even worth it.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. So $150,000 would be your, you know, your wish list, your want. What's, if you can kind of pick out what you would absolutely need to move forward, what do you think that amount would be?
Well, in the short term, I mean, you know, $25,000 or less would be helpful, but,
okay.
But I mean, we'd consider less than that, I guess. I mean, down to 15 or even 10, but it's just, you know, it's like, what can you do with smaller amounts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we produce a lot of our materials ourselves for advertising and those types of things because that's what we do. But that's why I just have to see what, you know, what's available and then decide based on that.
Yeah, and see, the thing with, you know, our loans here is, you know, ultimately we are a relationship-based bank. So if you were to take out, you know, say, or only get qualified for, say, a lower amount like the 10 to 15, then halfway through your loan, because we've already established that relationship with you, we can renew it, and then we can get you a larger amount of money for a longer term.
Mm-hmm.
So our loans are always renewable. So if what you needed right now, this, you know, at this time was a lower amount,
mm-hmm.
then come halfway through your loan, we can always get you more money up into that $150,000.
Okay. Well, now, but you're not an actual bank. I mean, what is it, investor-based, or how does it work?
We're a private business bank, so we strictly do financing with businesses only.
Mm-hmm. But it's not an actual bank?
Not a depository bank, no.
Right, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm as long as the interest rates aren't just exorbitant and, you know, it makes good business sense to do it, then I would be willing to move forward. I mean, you know, if it's detrimental to the business to go this route, then, you know, of course it would not be worth doing. So let's just move forward with what we can. If you can send me a list of the things that you would need, let me work on that and get it to you in the next couple days. We're in the middle of production right now, so that'll demand my time a bit, but I'll do my best to get things moving forward on it.
Okay, that's no problem.
And I may have a lot of this stuff already together, so from previous loans that I've applied for. But
yeah.
We'll just go from there.
Okay, sounds good. So I will email you, it's a short list of things that we'll need, and it'll have the application attached to it because I need you to, I believe the one you filled out online was for the Electroman, so this one needs to be filled out for the Focus products.
Okay.
And it has to have your signature on it. What was the reason? I know you filled it out online. Was it not attaching right, or how was it on the email?
Oh, it was. It was just real poor quality, and I mean, it didn't look like it was something where I could type in information.
Oh, okay, and okay.
That's a little easier to deal with. So, I mean, it wasn't a huge deal. I guess I could have written it down, but it was just easier to do it online.
Yeah, I'll shoot. Okay, yeah, that's no problem. It's just that sometimes they'll want to circle back and have the actual signature. But if you did it online, then I can kind of just generate the app based on the information you fill out, and then circle back and get your signature. So whatever's easier for you.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
But I'll attach the application as well. And yeah, so we'll go ahead and move forward with this and see what we can get you.
Okay.
For the new business, were there any equipment needs for that you were looking into?
Well, you know, like I said, we're kind of separating things, and so that would be something that we'd have to consider once we, you know, got closer to finalizing that.
Because we can do both. And so, I mean, we pretty much ask for the same things for each thing, just a different one-page application. Just because if you got, you know, approved for the certain amount of money, instead of using that cash for equipment, when we could have qualified you for the actual equipment itself on something separate, and then you don't have to use up the cash flow that you're getting here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, let's just go ahead and move forward with what we've been talking about, and
okay.
Then I'll talk to our general manager and see what he thinks would be a good thing to look into if we do need additional equipment.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'll go ahead and email that stuff out to you. Is your best email still steve@electroman.biz?
That's it.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and send that over to you. When's a good time to follow up with you if I don't hear anything back?
Oh, let's just shoot for tomorrow morning. And
tomorrow.
We'll go from there.
Okay, same time.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, Steve, I will talk to you tomorrow morning, and I'll go ahead and send this email once we get off the phone.
All right, appreciate it, Nicole.
All right, thanks. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.